Okay, today is Daf Mem Zayin. We're on Daf Mem Zayin on the top line, and today's share is sponsored by the Ginsburg family, Ilanishmas Leah Bas Yosef. Okay, so Homo Lechaveiro. So what does that mean, Homo Lechaveiro? A guy says to his friend, "This house I'm not going to enter." Right? Bayis Zeh, I'm not entering. Or Sadcha, right? Two different Lashonos. So the Ranja says, about 12, 13 lines down in the Ran where the lines are wide. It says, Konon labayi zeh shani nichnas, fisadda zeh shani lokeach, meis o machro la'acher, aser. The kivon debayi zeh ka'amar, since he said, bayi zeh, shavye aleya chaticha de isura. The house becomes aser to you. It becomes aser to you. So why don't you say Ba'izeh, this house, doesn't matter who owns it, even if the owner sells it. So Ba'izeh is worse than Beisecha. Because if it's your house, if you sell it, the house is not yours anymore. Linyan Machron La'acher, Hachanami, so too, Beisecha Chamor mi Ba'izeh le'inyan Nefila. But if I say I'm not going to go to your house, right? And then the house collapses and I rebuild it. Still can't go in. It's your house. However, if I say Beisecha, if I say Bayezeh and it collapses, and you can go back in. That's not Bayezeh anymore. It's a new house. But if I say Beisecha, even though it's a new house, it's still Aser. Rod just points that out. Right? D'i Omar. Beisecha shayin nechnas v'nafal, Beisecha your house v'nafal and it falls down a bow and I rebuild it. Aser likanez bow, can't go in. De chol shehu besoch mashma. That's also considered your house. The amar bayezeh v'nafal. If you say this house, afal pi shechazer ubeno mutter bow. But if you say this house and it falls down and rebuild it, you can go in. Why? The kivon de nafal aser. Once it fell down, the iser went away. Okay. Now,
what if he says my house, but he rebuilds it somewhere else, on a different property?
That's a good. I don't know. It's a good question. But we're gonna have a different question. I could say like this: I'm not coming into your house, right? I'm not entering your house. Can I say you can't come into my house? The answer is yes. Yeah, I make a neder. You can't come into my house. What if I sell the house?
Make a neder right there.
Yeah, make a neder. I answer you on my house. Can you do that? Yeah, it's Aleph Beis of Nedar. Now what about if I sell it? Can I ask you on this house even after I leave? What? So the truth is, we had this question already.
Yeah.
We had this question, right? So we're going to have it again. I'm not 100% sure. Duran discusses why we're having it again. I didn't really understand what he was saying. So, Boy Avini, Konein Bayis Zeh Sha'ata Nichnath. You can come into this house. Right?
Because I think the Gemara was saying previously the guy is asking the house on himself. Now it's
now not, you're asking it on someone else.
Yeah, now I'm asking my house to the next house.
So Mace, Oshemachlu, thank you. Mace, now what if the guy dies? Reuven owns the house. Reuven says, Shimon, you can't come into this house. I asked you from coming into this house. You can do that. And now Reuven died. Oh, or Shemachul Acher, or we sold it to someone else. Now what's the story? Adam Oser Davar Shabirishuso, Lukashiyotse Mirishuso Olo. Can you ask her something? Can you ask her your possessions from somebody after it leaves your Rishus or not?
Does the wife still own it or not?
What wife?
The guy's married and the wife.
He wasn't married, he was a single guy. Single guy, no kids. No kids, no parents, nobody. He's a gear. So right? So can he do that or not? So, look at the first round of the Gemara. Klomar. Dinihi, it's true. Damrina b'masnisim, we said in the Mishnah, d'ba'omer b'ayitzeh machru l'acher, aser. That if you sell the house to someone else, the house remains aser. Why does the house remain aser? If I say I'm not going into that house, then I'm never going into that house, no matter who owns it. Why? Hani mili b'oser al'atzmo. That's what you asked it on yourself. Demotzi osar anafshe bayezeh. You can ask yourself on that house, just like you ask yourself on that cookie. I'm not eating that cookie. It doesn't matter where the cookie goes, who owns it, what happens to that. You can't eat it. Bein shehu yishalo, o shemachu lacher. Whether you own it, someone else owns it, it doesn't make a difference. Avo abasrei, but on another person, a chaver, I'm sorry, but on someone else, nihi, it's true. The bay is there, la'ola mashma, it means, it does sound like it means forever. Kedimucha b'masnizin, miyu, lo kayalamenu la'asro, you don't have the power to asr, l'kishiyetze merishuso. When it leaves your possession, the havale nechasai chaveiro al chaveiro. You're assuring your friend on your friend. You can't do that, or can you? So when did we have this question? We had that question.
Well, we had it a few while ago.
We had it not that long ago. We had it. You know when we had it? On the mem gimel, mem beis. I'm sorry. What? Yeah. So the Ran says, you know, we had this. The Ran says this question came up, but we didn't really resolve it. So, Amar Rava, back to the Gemara. Amar Rava, Toshma. We learned in a Brisa. It's somewhere in Masechtas Bava Kama. Amar Liv, no, right? We had this ready. A guy says to his son, Konem Sheiatoneneli. You can't yarshin me. I don't want you to have any hanah for me. Who mates and he died, right? The father died. Yarshana. Of course he yarshins. Why does he yarshin? Because the father has no ability to ask for something after he's dead. So I don't want you coming to my house, son. Make a neder. What? Bechayav ubamoso. What if the father says, I don't want you having any hanah for me even after I'm dead? Which makes it sound like it can go forever. Then umeis lawyer shadow. Then itaka doesn't yarshin. Shmamina, what do you see? Adam oser davar shebir shuso. Look, she ate him shuso. Shmamina. You hear that? You can.
That's where he explicated it.
What?
That's where he explicated it.
Fine. I make a nether on you. You can never have enough from this cookie. And then I give the cookie to him. The answer is you still can't have enough from the cookie.
No, but over here he explicated mace, so it's a different case.
It's the same case.
Why?
Okay, next. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there in Masechtas, also Bava Kama. Konein peiros ha'elu alai. I'm answering these peiros on me. Konein hein alpi. I'm answering them on my mouth. Konim hein lefi, I'm mastering them to my mouth. It's all the same thing. That's not the issue. The issue is the following line. Aser b'chilufeihen. I'm aser on any of their exchanges. So if I say I'm not going to eat that apple, and then I go, and then someone takes that apple and goes to the store and transfers it for a different apple, so I can't eat that apple either. Anything. Also ubigidulehen. So you take the apple, you plant it in the ground, and it grows a new apple tree. All those apples are usher to me. So far, so good. This is not a controversial statement. Okay? Now comes the controversial statement. Boy, Rav Chori, Rav Chama, Amar, if someone says, Konein peiros ha'elu alploni, you can't eat this apple, I usher you from eating this apple, mahu b'chilu fehen. Can you eat a different apple? That's the question. So, if we go all the way down to the Ran, where it says, "Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Abba," I'm sorry, Konein peiros ha'elu alploni, mahu b'chalifehen, lav bikonamos b'lechud, kami boyale. Yeah, it says Konein, so the Ran just says it doesn't mean only a cherem, a konam. El b'kulu asuri hana de alma nami misapkale. This question is a general question by Isser Hana. It's a general question by Isser Hana. If I have chametz, for example, chametz aser b'hana, so what if I transfer it for potatoes? Are the potatoes aser b'hana? So, v'hainu d'maisi l'kaman tashma mehamakdesh ba'arla. We're going to have this question by Arla. Arla is aser b'hana. You don't have hana from Arla. V'lav l'chalufein l'chadchila miboyle. The question isn't a l'chadchila question. Devadai kolshu aser bahana. If something is aser bahana, aser lumochro lachlifo. So you can't sell it and you can't exchange it. Think about it. If it's aser bahana, How do you sell it? It's asr bahana. How can you change the asr bahana for something mutar bahana? It's impossible. It's asr bahana. What?
I understand selling it because you're making something.
Then I got an out of it. If that apples are, I can't eat it.
Sell it to a guy.
So I sell it to a guy. What do I do with the money? I buy a different apple. Didn't I just get hana from something usher?
You got hana, but if you change.
Think about it. I have an usher apple. I sell it for a dollar. I just got a dollar. That apple is going to rot away till forever, and I'll have a dollar. So what's the difference if I have a dollar or if I have a different apple?
So
what do you mean? But I made it once. You make it neder, it's asr bahana. That's the question, really. That's the question. So there's no. He says the Rambam says that's not a question. Of course, it's asr bahana. So of course you can't exchange it. You can't sell it. You can't exchange it. What's the only question? B'diavad if you did it. There's no question you're not allowed to do that, right? D'ilo te mahachi. If you don't say this. Matzinu, Damim, L'chametz bePesach, Ulushar HaNiskal, two things which are Aser B'Hana, Shiachal L'Mokro, you could sell it, Lov Dekochavim, to a guy. V'Maitnan, HaGozel, Patim and HaTashlumen. You steal that, you don't have to pay it back. Why not? Because it has no value. It's Aser B'Hana. Something Aser B'Hana has no value. Think about that one. To anybody. It depends if it's asr bahana to you or to the world. Chametz, asr to everybody. Arla, everybody. Sharaniskal, everybody. Okay, so Nadarim is only you. So, fine, but so we're talking about you. So can I sell it or exchange it? No. What about if I asr the apple on you? So I had, well, right, first of all, how can I do that? The answer is, it's my apple. So I could asr it on you. Now I sell the apple, which I'm certainly allowed to do. And I sell the apple for a beautiful orange. Now, can you eat that orange? If it's chametz, for sure not. If it's chashar nitzkel, for sure not. If it's me, for sure not. That's the question here, right? It's such a deep question. Ella vaday pshitalei delachachila aser. So lachachila, for sure you can't do this. Ella b'shavar v'hachlifan. What if you did it? That's the question. Okay, mesapkalei. Now we have a question, right? Now, for someone else, there's no question that it's mutter. Why? There's nothing in the world that's usher that affects another person when we're talking about private isurim, except for things that are idol worship, avodah zarah things, like shetels, right? And Shvius, Shemitah. But a nether maybe not on someone else. However, right? Okay. So the Ran asks, this is a question only to Rabbanan. The Ran says, only to Rabbanan this question. Really, really, it would be mutter. If I ask for the apple on you and I change it for an orange, you can eat the orange. I couldn't do that. But you can. So the question is it Issa Darabonim for you? That's the whole question. Interesting question, how this all Israel works. So, Mi Amrina, now back to the Ran, back to the Gemara. Mi Amrina, do we say, Dilagabe delay, when it comes to yourself, Hoel Va'adam Oser Peros Chavero Al Atmo, just like I could Aser my Peros on you, Adam Oser Dover Shaloba La'olam Al Atmo, I'm sorry, I ask the Peros on me, I ask the Peros on myself, right? I could say, I'm not eating apples for the rest of my life. I could do that. So therefore, Adam Oser Dava Shaloba La'olam Al Atmo, can I ask her even something that doesn't exist yet? Meaning, that apple, I didn't plant it yet. It didn't grow to more apples. So I...
You're asking apples.
I'm asking that apple. So if I go ahead and plant it, I'm asking all the apples that will come from this apple. That is no question I could do that. So Gabi Chaveru Nami. So by you also, Hoel Ve'ein Adam Oser Peros Al Chaveru, Chaveru Al Chaveru, right? I can't answer your Peros on him. I have no right to do that. So too, Ein Adam Oser Davar Shalobo La'olam Al Chaveru, I cannot answer the apple's exchanges on you. That I can't do. Just like I can't answer your apples on him, I can't answer that apple's potential on you. Right?
Why? It's yours.
What?
Even if it's yours?
What says you and him?
It's my apple. And I say, he can't eat the apple.
Right.
Now, what if I sell the apple? He can't eat that? That didn't even exist yet. That also Aser?
Why are you different than him?
Because why are you different than him? So you see this already, because, I'll tell you why. Because let's say, because you don't have the power to Aser your stuff on someone else, or do you, forever. So we said you do. We said you do. Right? So we said, because there's no Iser Hana that applies to you that affects other people except for Avodah Zarah and Shemitah. That's what we said. If the Chametz after Pesach is mutter to you, also to me, mutter to you. This is on, you know, so the Ran said it's only a question of Durabanan. No, you really can't. So it's Durabanans. It's all Durabanans.
Do I say I could?
Maybe, yeah. It could be. It could be you could. After Pesach.
Say, Chametz Shavar Ola Pesach, I thought it was Asher Banu to everybody.
What? It might be the Rabbanan. It might be the Rabbanan. Yeah, I hear your question. So look at the Ran. V'hachi avi ikar sveika. Yeah, I think it's the right way we stopped before. Mi amrina, do we say? D'chi itzlam b'masnisan. Aser b'chalifein v'gidulehen. When we say that the exchanges are aser, haynu mishum shekavonas hanodir b'kach. That's my kavana. I'm not eating that apple forever. So what does that mean? Anything that comes out of that apple, any way you fetch money as something out of that apple, I can't eat it. Also to me. V'mishum kavanasuhu dafka noder oser atzum b'kach. That's me. My kavana, my neder. Dinihi d'chalithein k'davah shalom bo la'olam dami. Why? Because an exchange is like something that's not in the world. I didn't know someone's going to come by and offer me a dollar for that apple. I didn't know that. So I take the dollar, I can buy a different apple. I didn't make a neder on. I didn't see that coming. So it's a little bit like a davar shelo bala olam. Lagabe didei mati aser, does it aser. Avo lagabe chaveiro, but on someone else, lo mati aser. Who said you can do the aser? Who said it's aser? O dilma, or no. Dechi tram b'masnisun aser b'chalifeyen. Or when you say that the chalifin are also aser, lav baser daite gazlinan. Does it go by your das? Ella, the hacha, hachi, who, the chal isuri hana, chalufein asur medavon and lamach levlatzvo. Anything that's asur bahana cannot be exchanged on a drabanan level. Hilgach, loshna hu, loshna chaveiro. It doesn't make a difference who it is. Okay?
So now you're saying that you can answer something on somebody else?
That's for sure you can do. As long as you own it. You have to own it. You have to own it. Right, tomorrow we're going to talk about shuls, which you don't really own, but things that the whole town owns, the Sefer Torah. That's tomorrow. We're going to talk about things like that. Can you do that? Because you have a little bit of a shut fits in the things that belong to the whole tzibur. So that's tomorrow. But I can't answer your I can't answer his bicycle on you.
Right.
I can't do that. But I can answer my bicycle on you.
Yeah, so it seems like you were saying
No, so he's saying, I asked for my bicycle on you. And someone says, you have that bicycle? I'll give you $1,000 for that bicycle.
Right.
I say, you know, I don't want $1,000. Give me a different bicycle. You take this one, give me a different one. He says, fine, here's a new bicycle. Now, I asked you on the other bicycle. Now, we exchange that bicycle for this bicycle. You asked for this bicycle also?
Yeah.
Normally, in Yisur HaNa, no, that wouldn't work on you. Right. Here, so that's the question. Right. That's the question. Oh, Dilma...
On
the item.
It's not the item.
That's
it's a nether.
Well,
transfers.
Right. So right. Exactly. So the question is: does the nether transfer to the other bicycle?
Again, we're going. So we're assuming what its intention was. Intention was.
Right. That's what the Ran said.
So the Ran said.
Do you have the power to answer the second bicycle on the other guy?
Yeah.
That's the question. Does the nether, like Mati said, does the nether transfer from the first bicycle to the second bicycle?
Right.
That's the Gemara's question. On a Drabbanan level, because the Rai said for sure doesn't, says right. The Rai. Why doesn't it? Not 100% sure?
It's not the item.
But it's not the item, right.
Right.
So, and other issues.
Going back to the original questions that we had, is it on the item or is it the person? Is it because I did it, or is it because once I did it, the item itself loses it?
Right, but the Ran says, let's say I want to, but the Ran does say that if I ask myself on the bicycle, which I could certainly do, and then I changed the bicycle for another bicycle, I still can't ride it.
That's different. So,
I still lost, sir. Why not? It's not the same item.
No, that's different.
It's a different item. What's an issue?
What?
It's a different item.
That's for sure an issue. That's for sure not allowed. The only question is, when you ask for your bicycle on someone else,
right,
and now you change for a different bicycle.
What is you asking the item, or what is you asking me to the item?
Right, right. It's basically what he's saying. It's right.
We're going back.
I hear.
Dilma.
Or do we say, Mishum de chilupin kigidulin dummy? Chilufin is just like growth. Loshnahu, loshna chaveru. That wouldn't make one bit of a difference. Right? Why? Everyone agrees. If I ask you on that apple and I plant it, you can't eat the other ones. That everyone agrees to. So is a chilufin just an extension of that? Or no? That's the Gemara's question.
Can you distinguish between saying konam this apple? Konam this apple, right?
Yeah.
Which implies this Rambam as well. I'm going to say, I cannot eat this apple.
It's the same thing.
No, why? Only eat it. Can you say that you limit?
Then maybe yes. Maybe yes.
Just eating it, and then enough from it.
Yeah.
I will not eat this apple.
Yes.
I mean, you have got enough from the apple?
Just what?
I will not eat this apple. But then you can...
So your question is a semantics question.
Yeah.
How specific do you have to be?
I understand.
So that's a good question. I'm not sure.
So I could ask her, my wife made a piece of cake and she has listened.
What?
So I could ask her, my wife.
If it's your cake, yes. Yeah, you can ask her. Go ahead and do that.
Okay. I see you try and get away with it.
Yeah.
I'll come to you.
Next. So, Omer of Achabar Menume Tashma. Omer Leishto. A guy says to his wife, Konim Shani Nehenelich, you can't eat that cake. Not only to tell your wife you can't eat that cake, you can't eat anything that I own. I'm answering everything I own on you. I'll show you. So, says the Gemara, Love, she can borrow money from somebody, Ubale Choven Bon Vinifroin. And then she can go to this guy, Reuven, will lend money to the wife, and then Reuven will go to the husband and say, pay me. Now, remember we learned earlier that if a husband leaves, skips town, and doesn't support his wife,
someone else
will.
Right.
He cannot go to the husband and say, please pay me, I supported your wife for 6 months when you went AWOL. He cannot do that. So the Ron explains, over here it's different because over here it's a loan. There was a guy who was being nice, hoping I'll get it back. So the Gemara that said a lashon, it was like he put it on the horn of a deer. Deer ran away. You're not getting that back. Here it's a loan. They went to root, and the Ron says, if A lends B and B lends C, A can go to C. That's exactly what's going on here. Because the husband has a duty to support his wife. So if you borrow the money, you can go to the husband and say, please pay me the money, I lent your wife. It's like A to B to C.
Now
the
husband has to get him off the ground. So
yeah. What?
He's made that letter. Yeah, he's obligated to support his wife.
So the Gemara asked that question already.
From here.
Yeah, that's the original
topic. Yeah, he's got it here.
So the Gemara answered, what? Why? Because you have to support your wife. So the Ron says, you made the neder when you had Arison. Yeah. And therefore, when you made the neder, you have Arison, it continues into Nisuin, even though it really can. Yeah. That doesn't apply by Arison. It only applies by Nisuin. The Ron says that. The Gemara might give that answer.
I'll have to remember that next time.
It seems like it. When you learn.
Now, Amar Rav Acha bar Menume Tashma. Oh, I said that already. My timer Balichovin Ifroin. Why can you go get pay back the loan? Why? How could you do that? How could you demand the loan from the husband? Lav Mishum the Chilufin Lav Kigidula Dami. Isn't it really an issue of Chilufin? I assured my wife on everything I own. So isn't me paying the loan really just violating my own neder? Isn't that just an exchange of the item? One apple for another apple?
He's getting enough.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. He's getting enough. So now, Kigidulin, everybody would agree it's a problem. It's Chilufin. Don't you see now that it's not a problem, Chilufin? Because if it would be a problem, how could this work?
Right.
Yeah? Yeah.
What is it followed? What is the item itself followed?
Right.
What is it just more than the second item pulled out of nowhere?
Right.
borrowed money is not connected to the actual issue.
So let's see the Ran. You're saying good. Let's see the Ran. The it's like the third to last skinny line where it says Vali Nira. You see it? The third to last skinny line. Vali Nira Dachi Kamar. This is the question. Imisa, if it's true, the Chilufin ki Gidulei and Dami, if Chilufin have the status of Gidulin, Heich Bali Chov Barv in the front. How can the Bali Chov get paid? Why? It's true. Rav Nassan said that it's A O S B and B O C. It can go straight to C. That's true. Hacha anan sadi da daite dine nachis valava daite de bal. He lent the money on his own. He didn't tell the husband, right? Ki hechi delo leevin he isur al yadayu. Doesn't want to do an iser. Venerally delahachi pashat le behach brisa. Okay, velo pasha. We're gonna have a brisa now to answer it. Not a mishnah. The masnis and the omer livno konam shataneneli. Right when the father said to the son, I don't want you to have enough for me. Right. So what did the son do? He gave the field to someone else. Right. And then that guy donated it to the Beis HaMikdash. Remember that case? We're going to have it again. Didnan b'seifa love ubalechov ba'im v'nifroin, or lend money and then someone else will pay back. Mishum de'ihu lo havi k'machlif tahavi da'amati kani nechasei aval isha she'ein lo kinyin below baila tzolak adaitin da'havi k'machalef es nechsei abal mamish. Since a woman has no independent kinyonim, it's mamish the same thing as the husband. That's the Gemara's question. When someone else gives her money, what is that? What is that money? Exactly, it's really the husband's money. Right. So really, why? Because the husband didn't just pay that guy back.
Right.
Exactly. So therefore, how could this work? So what do you see? A chilufin doesn't apply to other people. Right? That's what you see. So I hear what you say. That's the Gemara's question. It's just a question. So the Gemara answers.
It doesn't apply to other people.
Doesn't apply to other people. Right? Why? Because the other person, this nice fellow, lending her money, it's really the husband's money. Why? Because the husband's giving it right back to him. So the whole thing is chilufin. It must be that other people, there's no chilufin. Must be. Otherwise, how can this work? What would the alternative be? Let her go to the tzedakah and get something to eat. But you can't bother the husband. He made a nether against her. The fact that you're allowed to go to the husband is a raya, that this chilufin is not a problem with other people. Exactly. Exactly. So no one has a problem with that one.
Yeah.
No one has an issue with that. That it's the same apple, therefore all the apples forever. No one has an issue with that.
Yeah.
So she goes ahead with the suing, despite the fact that he has an ender again.
Right.
That's normal situation.
Right? But she'd rather be married to somebody, right?
The Gemara said before, she'll be married.
Come, how do you even get off the ground? Let's go ahead with
Yossi.
Marriage. You know, my husband.
Yossi.
My new husband.
Yossi.
I can never get on off
of it. We had before, she'd be having married to anybody versus nobody.
With no hand, with nothing?
So Amar Rava, listen to Rava's answer. Let's see if this answer makes any sense. Amar Rava, Dilma lechadchilahu delo, lechadchilahu delo, lechadchila no. This doesn't mean lechadchila and b'diavid like you normally think. V'i avid, avid, but b'diavid it would work. What does that mean? Lechadchila and b'diavid. Look at the Ran. It's the first wide line. Klomar kishehu ba lahachlif iser beheter lechadchila biyadayim aser v'hachilufin asurin. I asu you on this apple. I then go ahead and I transfer the apple for another orange. Can you eat the orange? Says the Ran. Everyone agrees no. But aval zu bishah shel levasa, when this guy lends her the money, afal pisha bal mischayev, even though the husband has to pay it back, ein kan chilufei iser mamish. It's not really an iser of exchange. Why? Hilkach yichol lahi lavos falechel. She's allowed to borrow the money and eat. Afal pi sha'achar kach nichroi min abal. Even though later you're going to have to go to the husband to get paid back. B'di'evin hu. That's only after the fact. Shenasu chalipin lamasha achla. It's an exchange for what she ate. That's what Mati said. Right? That's what you said. You basically said that. That was his answer.
Is that the same?
So let's say explain it better. So funny because the Ran sometimes says 30 lines, and then when it's an ikker thing, he doesn't accept it very fast.
A line and a half.
What? A line and a half, exactly.
He's got to justify it.
So what's the answer? What's the answer? What's the answer exactly? What's the answer exactly?
Yes, you're trying to explain the case. How does it work?
Right. So why is it different? Why does the husband have to pay the wife back? Why? It's chalufin. He shouldn't have to. It's aser.
But it's not.
Why not?
It's not following.
Right. So it's not following. It's not following the item that's aser. The item that's usher is that apple.
Exactly.
So if I exchange that apple, it's usher on the wife.
Okay, now what's this? It's very, what? Very nebulous. No hanah. How do you follow hanah?
Exactly. It's exactly why it's mutter. It's exactly why.
You can't define hanah. It's everything.
Exactly. So the money that's being given to her is not a one-for-one fit
nisser.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with the apple.
Has nothing to do with the apple.
There's no apple here.
What?
There's no apple here.
The whole world is the apple.
Yeah. Come on. What are you talking about?
Right?
It's not what you're getting bogged down.
I'm not getting bogged down. There's no one thing.
Yes, it is.
What are you ushering?
He ushered her from everything.
Okay.
Whatever the item is.
And it's blanket.
And this
everything.
Is coming in from left field. It's completely separate from it.
She's hungry. She wants to eat. She's not just praying. She's borrowing money so she can eat.
Yeah.
So
it's nothing to do with that item.
So let's
see.
It's not an item here. Everything.
So listen for a second. Listen to the next question of the Gemara. That might help. Ella, Tashma. How about the following case? Hamakadish ba'orla ain't a mikudeshes. If I'm makadish a woman with orla, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because orla is valueless. Why is it valueless?
You can't use it.
Because you can't use it. However,
but you wait.
What?
You wait 2 years.
Okay, fine. But you didn't want to wait. Machron, what if you sell it? The key, you sell it for $100. Were you allowed to do that?
No.
No. You did it anyway.
Yeah.
Found the buyer. You found the buyer. You have $100 in your hand, $100 bill. The key days bidmehen. You give it to her. Says the Gemara, isn't Mikudeshes? She's Mikudeshes. How is she Mikudeshes? What do you see from here? That chilupin doesn't transfer. Right? So the Gemara gives the same answer. Hachanami. In other words, this is a different, slightly different version. What the Ran explains is that, what does that mean? That means that I can't, if I transfer, if I sell the Arla and I get $100, I can't use that $100 for my own Hana. And now when I give it to her, there's another transfer that's mutter. I think the Ran says that.
It's not the same case.
Not the same case, really.
No. It's a double transfer.
It's not,
right?
No, it's not an explanation of the case. That last case is separate completely.
That's right. Right. The last case is nothing like the one we had before.
So that's what it says in here in the Masifta. Chilipe chilipin is mutter. A second transfer. Well, how is it a second transfer? Because Arl is also on me. I got $100 also on me. And I give the $100 to her. That's mutter for her. So therefore it's a good condition.
No. Okay, so follow reason one. In this last case, it's not that she transferred over. She has nothing to do with it. I have the Isra on me because I transferred it over. I'm giving my Isra problem over to you.
Right.
It's not the money got Isra'd up. It's my Isra now.
Right. Now, I have an Isra. I asked my wife from everything. Right? She can't have anything from me. So Reuven goes ahead and lends her the money. Right? That's the first transfer.
Correct.
And then
Correct.
Me paying back is the second transfer. That's mutter.
Correct.
That's mutter.
Not
following. What are you saying?
Only
one generation?
Right. I know, it's a little bit of a...
Why is that?
It seems
very clear.
It's only one, not two. One, not three. Well,
I don't know.
What's your husband said?
So that's a chiddush. Not forever on someone else. All right? Everyone, you want to say kaddish? We have a minion. Yeah. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a very good Shabbos.